This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Leah McCarthy. I'm the co-owner of Downtown Catering Company here in Bluffton, South Carolina. I own it with my husband, Ryan McCarthy, who's the executive chef of the operation.
Leah, how are you involved with user adoption?
I'm very involved in the processes and systems in which we manage our customer, how the customer interacts in our space, both from a quick serve cafe perspective onto, you know, larger scale events and how we need to meet their needs, not only from a food perspective, but from an event location kind of place to go in and celebrate perspective. So that's primarily my position here as running the operations in the front of the house of the restaurant and catering company.
Leah, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think the biggest thing is really understanding who your user is. Without understanding the user and their needs, it's hard to adapt to what they want as opposed to what you think they might want or what you think is best. So, you know, it's been a lot of trial over the course of 14 years and understanding their habits in the industry we're in. For the deli space, we're a quick serve operation. So understanding timing is important. You know, majority of our customers want to be able to get in and get out. So efficiency, taking it through our menu, you know, what items can we prepare quickly, but yet still be delicious. Space, parking, are they going to able to, you know, to access the location without circling a parking lot over and over, wasting time looking for a parking space? All of those items really come into play when we think about expansion of the business or how we plan our business. And the challenges really are just finding that need to be able to fit the user's need. You know, are we in a space that checks all those boxes? Are we giving the people the accessibility, quickness, and also the presentation? For me also, it's important that both the demographic that we serve, its needs are met. And we have a big demographic, you know, in our restaurant. Currently, right now, we have people from early 20s to late 70s. We have men and we have women, and there's a lot of different habits of those users and in how they eat and what restaurants they want to dine in.
What advice would you like to share with people looking on improving user adoption?
Well, I think it's really important when you understand your user not to go too far away from who you are as a business. You still have to stay true to your brand, and you still have to stay true to really what your mission is, creating a good vision for your business. You can't always fit all of those needs of the user, but to be listening, to be attentive to that and trying to fit in is the most important aspect, but you know, it doesn't always meet everybody. You got to stay true to your company. There's been a lot of times over the course of our business for 14 years that we thought, well, maybe if we just did this, because we have a small percentage of people who are asking for it, but you do it and maybe it's really not a big seller. Or, you know, when healthy food and farm to fresh food really hit the market, not everyone was buying into it yet at that time. So timing is important too. You know, you don't want to all of a sudden redo your whole menu to fit just that one need. So even today, we still have, you know, an excellent burger and Philly cheesesteaks, but we have, you know, the introduction of quinoa bowls and salmon and grilled shrimp, vegan items, gluten-free items, so that, you know, majority of the users can find something to eat that they like.
Leah, where can we find more information about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I spend a lot of time, when I get time off, traveling. I read a ton of magazines, food magazines. I get a lot of inspiration from that. Traveling to not only local areas, but, you know, regional areas, bigger cities, trying to see what people are doing ahead of our curve in our small town and bringing things back. But again, you don't want to introduce things too quickly. You want to stay true to the community in which your business is in. But that's where I personally draw a lot of inspiration from.
Well, thanks, Leah.
Thank you.
for more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.